Blog Talk Radio.
Called us gangster for doing shows while we're sitting. Now we have to be here.
I know. Oh my god. We've been sick all week. I'm getting my voice back.
Wait a minute, Miss Cherry done called in. Miss Snow White's on the line. Holla.
What? You had me muted, woman?
You had control of the switchboard. You could have unmuted yourself. I just happened to look and see your name. I was in an odd place.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
Yay, Snow's here.
Yeah, I'm here on my iPhone because my damn microphone's not working, so you know I'm pissed off about that because this damn thing heats up.
What kind of weird kinky sex thing did you get into to break your mic?
Girl, you know I had to use some wires for some bondage.
Oh, hell. Well, I blew up the lamp
anyway.
Can we turn this music off? I forgot. It's louder for you when you're on the phone. I forget.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't feel bad. I blew up the lamp in my office. There's actually a wall lamp that came with the house, and it's really nice. Yeah. It's like a flood lamp, and it's all pretty in the office. So I knew I was going to blow it, and right before I went to touch the the cord, I said, I'm going to blow this out. And when it went.
You're supposed to ground yourself before you touch those things. You're electric.
You act like the grounding works with me. They don't work. I had my hand on a wooden desk. It didn't help.
That is when you get the mini-me to do it.
Yep, I do that too. All right, let me introduce the show real quick.
Come on, do it!
It is Thursday, November 29th, 2012. It is Thursday, right? God, I'm so confused. Yes, it's Thursday. Okay.
It's Thursday.
It's time for our Rough, Raw, and Ready show. I'm Snow White. Yes, I'm alive. Don't hurt yourself. We also have Corey / Game Matrix up in here. Hello.
Yeah, muting is not good. Hello.
I was like, am I off the phone now?
No.
I got a new headset, dude. We're not even friends yet. She don't even have a name. We're not friends yet.
So that was Corey. We also have Ginger Rocks here as well.
Rawr! All right, it's not very cute right now. My voice is all screwed up.
It's almost back to normal. Yeah. The rock.
I don't think she'll be able to get into the high register today. She sounds pretty bad.
I sound better than I have all week.
So you should have heard that she sounded like her name was Cruella, and she's a professional matrix.
That's how she's like, now, boys, you need to go ahead and just do this.
Yeah. She's like, lay down and put your face on the floor. Now. That's what she sounded like.
Where's your tribute to me? This is not good enough.
See, that's exactly what she sounded like earlier this week. See, she keeps dropping back. You know, she's dropping back down into it. That's what she sounded like Monday.
We start coughing. It's horrible. We've been like this all week.
Y'all gangster.
Yeah, that's what somebody said yesterday. Says, not everybody can do a podcast while they're sick. You guys are gangsters. We were like, oh, damn, now we got to be here all the time, even when we're sick.
Real quick, just reading this on the Yahoo Top News, whatever. Best countries in which to be born, and the United States is not even in the top 10. Something is wrong with this, people. Come on, let's get our shit together.
Well, Not if you consider some of the policies of the U.S., but that's not for today's show.
That's true.
Because some of the policies of the U.S. suck compared to the rest of the world. Yeah.
Well, one of them has to do with, ironically, let me segue, see how I'm going to segue this, Kim.com today, and he's relaunching Mega Upload with a new domain name. And
you know, Kim.com's totally going to be the reason why the Earth ends in 2012, right?
Zombies, is he going to start the zombie apocalypse?
Uh-huh. It's going to come from that new new website.
It's me.gaa me.ga is what it's called, and he relaunched Mega Upload today, as a matter of fact. Dude, Kim.com is gangster. I am not sure how I feel about that. I don't think he did anything wrong to begin with, but I think he was stupid in a lot of practices and things that he was doing that is why he drew all that negative attention in the first place. You cannot have a compound and be renaming yourself .com and, you know, flying all over the world. You got to stay below the geek radar. You got, when they look at you, they got to just see geek. It's like, oh, he's got a room full of consoles. Yeah.
Yeah, my name is Bob Wiskowski.
I don't know.
I'm sorry, what?
I think she muted herself again. She muted herself.
Who, me?
Yes.
No, I'm just choking to death.
From now on, geeks, if you want to do something and get away with it, your name is Bob Wiskowski.
Bob Wiskowski.
Bob Wiskowski.
Y'all know where I got that from.
Oh, yeah, I know. Monster Bank. I know. Yes.
Bob Wiskowski. Okay, no, seriously.
Oh, so hot off the presses, by the way, apparently the entire country of Syria went offline.
Whoa.
Yeah, the whole country went offline.
In protest of something?
What?
In protest of something or just because?
I don't know. It's just the government, they say that the government threw the kill switch on the internet for Syria. Like, it blocked all 84 IP addresses for that company.
Ooh.
Or for that country.
Ooh, that is gangster.
Yeah, let me go out with, oh, hell no, somebody would be eating a baseball bat by the time the night was over.
Can you imagine how pissed off the gamers were?
Yeah.
Can you imagine how pissed off the gamers were? Because you know there's some gamers in Syria.
I can't.
That's because gamers have weapons, bitches.
You know, Kim.com had weapons.
He did. He probably knew how to use each and every one of them.
In theory.
All right,
Barry. He can tell you how to load them. You put the bullet in there. I saw it on Call of Duty. Just, yeah. And you pull it. Yeah, see, that's the sound it's supposed to make. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Syria, what the fuck's wrong with you, Syria? I mean, seriously.
What, they say anything else, no? Why? What was the point?
I'm reading the thing right now, and honestly, there's nothing. It says, there are also reports on Twitter that landlines and cell phones are unreachable, and anti-government activists are blaming the government for the blackout.
Oh my God! What are they doing to those people?
I don't know, but I would not be happy.
Let this be a lesson to all of you U.S. people who are pushing for the SOPA and PIPA and everything else. This is exactly.
Yeah. Okay, check this out. This was a Reuters, which I guess is a media thing, was also quoted an anonymous Syrian security force in reporting that the army has started a cleansing operation in the capital to confront rebel advances.
You know what? They blacked out so nobody sees the dirt they're about to
exactly.
do.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So they're about to do some shady shit right there.
Oh my God. Sorry,
everybody. Our thoughts and our
prayers are with you in Syria. I hope y'all make it through the night. We don't know how long they're going to be offline, huh?
It didn't say. There's like no word at all from Syria. But I'm serious. If I was the president, I'd be like, hey, what you doing with that? I'm telling you. I mean, I know it's not a laughing matter. I know, but
it's not. But yeah.
If I was the president, if I was Obama, I would be like, hey, what's going on over in Syria, man? There's the whole country.
If they can't get out, we can't get in.
Yeah, and if landmines and cell phones are unreachable too, then that's some shady shit. They're about to do something bad, like something inhumane.
Yeah, there's. Oh man, that sounds like
that's horrible. We're so sorry, people. Usually, I would tell you fight, go fuck people up. But you know what? Just get the hell out of there. Just
I don't know. You can get out. I mean, it's not like you can. You think about how much we depend on our cell phones and stuff now, and if you didn't have, nobody had cell phones. You can't call for help. You can't call your Aunt Toothy and say, pick me up, I must stop. You can't. You don't even know if Aunt Toothy's alive when you get to her house. And you know,
if they totally cut everybody off from the internet and landlines and stuff, that they've got the borders on lockdown.
Yeah.
You know they must.
They can't even tell each other. There might be one that's not locked down, but you can't tell anybody.
That's true.
Unless y'all gonna stand in the line and pass it down the road. Pass it down. Pass it down. Wow. I thought I saw something like that earlier, but I think my mind just refused to register what I was saying. Is it in big red letters, like at the top of the pages?
Yeah.
Yeah, my brain was refusing to register what I was seeing. I said, I'm not seeing this. Siri is not offline. Maybe that's a singer. Siri, that's a singer on Twitter. Her name is Siri. She's offline. I don't know.
But see, it's not something that you really want to think about. Cause, I mean, that's really, really scary for a government or whoever it was that put the entire country offline. That's scary.
And that's what they want to be able to do here. And that's the whole thing with SOPA PIPA. They want to be able to throw the switch at any point in time. On one hand, I could say when I see things like, you know, this family finding out that their daughter's dead on Facebook, I say, yeah, the government needs to be able to come in and pull things like that. But unfortunately, we don't have the ability to have to pick and choose which ones.
Exactly.
We don't want them coming in your house and deciding that you're a threat and then pulling the plug and you can't call for help. It's kind of like, Snow, I think you still lived here in Houston when this happened. There was a guy that was killed on the freeway, and he kept saying that he was an agent. He was a secret agent. Do you remember that story?
Yeah, I think so.
And the police just shot him, and they're like, nobody knows why the police shot him, because he was unarmed. I think he really was.
May have been.
It probably
was. See, I
it probably
hear about
was, and someone may have been like, you know what? We need to take him out.
Bitch, you need to shut up. Bam! Because he kept saying I'm a secret agent. And then I think they said they didn't find any ID or anything on him. I was like, he really was something.
He's a spook. He's probably a spook.
Yeah, and they were blasting that story, and all of a sudden they just stopped talking about it. It's gone. But I never forgot that. I'm paying attention when I'm watching TV. You're not going to sneak it by me. So same type of shit going on with this serious stuff. Something's going on. Obama, look here, Chocolate Thunder. You got to do something. You got to do something.
That's Syria. Is that something we really want to step in? I don't know, man. Hey, some crazy fuckers over there.
We have something aimed at us. My point.
No. If our government, and I'm not saying Obama did this, because obviously he didn't, but if our government wasted 10 years, over 10 years, over a decade in war over in Iraq, you know, and honestly, this sounds horrible, but the main reason they did it is for oil. I mean, come on. That's the main reason you did it. Don't try to fool us, guys, okay? If they could do that, then they could do something for Syria, who is obviously got something shady going on.
It's stress.
Yeah, but they are ruled by some crazy motherfuckers. I don't know about that.
You what? Right? You think Saddam Hussein wasn't crazy?
Well, it's just one of those, you know, you've got that whole crazy neighbor. You know they got the weapons. You know they're crazy as fuck, and we'll do whatever. They're like rabid, and you're one of those, you know. No, I go there, knock on the door, and say, hey, playing your music too loud. Can you cut it off? Or just go, you know what?
If my gun was bigger and if I was more badass, I'd be like, hell yeah, bitch, turn that down.
And I'm like this. I'm looking out the window, and when they run outside because they're up to some shit, oh, no, what the fuck you going? Oh, now I got my hammer. Oh, what? What? I knew you up to something. I knew it. Blam, blam, blam. How was this?
Because I got to tell you, we got some badass mofos up in the military. I know some of them, and let me tell you, they are badass mofos.
We all know some of our military guys.
Yeah.
Want to fuck
and
with.
And they are bad. My brothers, both of them are badass mofos. I would not want to mess with them. One of my brothers is an Army Airborne Ranger. The other one is just airborne. I mean, they are badass. When I dated a Navy SEAL, crazy motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
And how you know they're crazy is you ask them a question about something and they won't answer you straight. And they just kind of smile at you and they laugh.
Yep. Yeah. Or they say, let's just talk about something else. And you're like, ooh,
Or like, or my mother's favorite answer was, it might be, but I can't tell you.
Yeah.
Might be, but I can't tell you. I said some old crazy double army talk shit. What does that mean? It means what it means. It is what it is.
Or I love this one. This one was, you don't want to know. I went, ooh.
I do, but I do want to know. I do. I play Call of Duty. I want to know.
I'll just be over here then. How about that?
I just would like to be alerted when the zombie apocalypse starts. We got 2 weeks. See, this is how it's going to start. Siri is going to start the zombies. Watch.
Think so?
Oh, man.
That's why they're blacking out. They're dropping the virus right now.
Or, you know, maybe the breakout's already there and they're trying to get rid of it. You know how they, like, shut down the entire city in that one Resident Evil movie?
Oh, damn.
See, that's what they're trying to do.
No, man. Now I'm never going to get
to this. I don't know if I'm clapping. We're
in our windows all night tonight.
And that is why I'm here. Okay, moving on to a different topic.
I'm scared. Where's my wrench? Like, shoes here, wrench. Key.
All right, so you APB people.
Oh, yeah.
Like today, you went and downloaded the update. You thought, you know, all right, it released yesterday. If I download it today, you know, any fixes that needed to be fixed should be out, right? It's been 24 hours. Wrong, motherfuckers. Wrong, man. Downloaded that shit, and I started lagging like, whoa, like spinning in place. I couldn't move. I couldn't shoot anything. But the good thing was nobody could shoot me because I was all over the place. Damn. And, I had to log out. I had to. It was horrible.
How do you fix it? Tell them how they need it.
Well, if you go in to your maps folder and you go into either city, doesn't matter which one, the deal is all of their image files are named the same. So choose one of the folders, so one of the cities, either one, because there's only two cities. Mm-hmm. Choose one of the cities and rename all the files in there. Put 01. So 01 dash or 01 dot T something. I don't remember what it was exactly, but anyway. Oh,
dash or underscore?
No, just dot. So just put like 01 at the end of the name and then the dot whatever the file name
That's
was.
What I mean. Should they put an underscore between the name and the 01 or just add the 01?
Just the 01. Just add it and go. Okay. Go all the way through all the files. Just the one city, just the one. Because that's the deal. They're conflicting with each other because they see the same name. Yeah.
It's been a while since
that.
Somebody that's not going to work there tomorrow, that's who did it.
Like that. That is an obvious mistake. That, you know what? I mean, I could just patch out to fix that real easy.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
On the server itself, they could change the names of the files and just have it feeded out to the subscribers.
They're not even talking about a patch yet, but they need it.
I don't think they realize what's wrong yet. Maybe I need to shoot an email over. Look at
your all over they need to fix that. So, I mean, that irritated me because that took me about, I don't know, 25, 30 minutes to change all the files over. And I was a little annoyed.
Did you them one by one?
Yep.
You know, you could have just highlighted and then added a one and it would have numbered them through there for you.
No, didn't know that.
See, we found another shortcut.
Yeah.
There you is, people. But Ginger did it the old school way.
Well, there's only like two in each folder. I mean, because once you get into the city, then it has like bricks, floor, ceiling, glass, different folders. So you have to open up each one and change them. And change just like the one or the two that are inside each of those folders.
Hot.
Yeah.
But you know what, Ginger, that speaks to your gangsterness. Because I would have been like, why the fuck is my game not working? Somebody's going to be in trouble. You know what, I've gotten spoiled too. You know, we've gotten spoiled by the newer games because those of you who are little new gamers and you're just getting into we had to do shit like this all the time. You all up in DOS, come on, okay, /C:, plus, 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 or /L, okay, now it's going to work. Oh, it works, okay, now I want to get to this part.
Exactly. I mean, because I did. I went in because I have Windows 7. I have the, I don't remember, the cheap version, more or less. So I have the smaller version, smaller memory. Mm-hmm. And, to run APB, you need the larger one. So I had to go find me a nice little hot fix for that. That was fun. And I originally started playing. So I got that fix, and then it was this. And I was like, oh, hell no. Because I uninstalled the entire game.
Oh.
Because that was my first thing. I was like, you know what? Something's corrupted. I'll just uninstall it, and I'll reinstall it.
Well, that's not an easy download. Oh.
No. It took about, I don't know, an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Oh, I'm sorry, girl.
I know. So, yeah, I came back to it, and I was like, why are you still not working?
Why you not work?
Why you not work?
Yeah, once I read what the fix to it was, I was like, you know what? Ain't no following names getting in the way of me killing some little old bitty today.
I'm not going in because that would have made me mad. I'm already on the NyQuil. I'd have been like, I cannot punch a bitch in the face.
All afternoon.
Yes, I cannot punch me a bitch in the face, and I'm mad about it. I need. That's my favorite part. As soon as I resurrect or spawn or whatever you want to call it, I find the first person walking down the street. Give me your purse, bitch. Give me your purse.
You know, there was another one that came out that's like APB just released yesterday. What was it? Area something or city something.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't even.
Mm. And I don't have Steam up to tell you what it is right now. That's what
I was asking. Random question.
What?
Uh-huh.
Do you think we should start putting a warning in the beginning of the show? Because, you know.
Well, you know, we already have one because we have now switched. You know, we are able to rate the show, so we're rated M, so.
Oh, okay.
If they don't know by now that you came to a rated M show. yeah. They won't even list, I think, our night show on the front page unless I ask. I generally don't ask them to because usually we're pretty raw.
We're pretty raunchy, yeah.
The night shows when we cut loose. The daytime, we stay pretty much between the
except for yesterday when I was high on the NyQuil and dropped the S-bomb.
Did you really?
I did, and I didn't even realize I'd done it. I had a lag in my brain again.
It was hilarious.
I was like, wait a minute. What did I just say?
I just kept dry on going.
Ginger was directing the traffic. Nothing to see here. Nothing to see. Go, go, go away.
I'd have just kept on rolling nothing, like nothing happened. Be like, all right, so now that's what we're talking about.
That's what she did. I'm the one who stopped and said, wait a minute. What did I just say?
Well, honestly, we've been so sick. I didn't even really notice until afterwards. I was just out.
I did. It took me a few minutes. All right. Yeah,
I think I've dropped the F-ball a few times on accident during the day show.
Yes, but you see, I bitch at the two of you for doing it, because both of you have. Ginger does it at least once a week. You do it when you're guesting in the morning. And I'm like, those girls in the morning, they always cuss it. And then I just, shit, oh, wait.
I don't remember what it was this morning, this week it set me off. It was like Monday, bright and early, right off the bat, something set me off. I don't remember what it was now. Though.
Mm-mm. Yes, yes, it was something. You started it. That's why we were angry. And I was like, that didn't end. Shit. Oh. What did I just say? Did I say? Yeah.
All right. So I think they also want some more news while we're here.
Stuff that happened this week. Okay. So other stuff that happened this week, aside from the fact that as soon as the show's over, I'm going to download my Nun Attack because my phone needs to be rooted. Fucking droid. I got to play my Nun Attack.
Here's something.
Swear to God, there's not a move there called. Sorry, go ahead.
What happened this week?
I have found a newfound love for Fable on Xbox Live. Mm-hmm.
Really? Fable 3?
Yep. I ran through Fable 3 again during my hiatus from basically being online. Anyhow, uh-huh. I kind of played Fable 3 and I ran through that. Now I'm doing Fable 2. Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to extol some new virtues or something because, I mean, I love the game. It's too short. And I love the simulator parts, but again, I was forced to do it against the clock. I can stabilize the economy given time. I sound like Obama.
Oh, yeah.
Given time.
Oh, no. Well, okay, here's the thing. Fable 3, definitely too short, but there's a trick to getting all the money. I was able to get all the money because you don't have to go through the main quest. You don't have to do it. You can actually pause as much as you want to between doing the main quest. So it's actually able to get all the money, and I saved all the people, and I'm, like, very popular, and I'm very good because, you know, I always have to play good character. I cannot play a mean character. I don't know why. And then in my Fable 2, I'm a good character again. And I don't know. I just kind of like it. I like the pacing of it. I like that I can do my own thing. And then if I want to go do the quest later, I can go do the quest later. If I want to go make some money, I can make some money, buy some houses, have a baby. I already got a baby in Fable 2.
Is it with a real person or is it an NPC? Because my children are with the real person that I'm no longer speaking to. I'm not going to call you a name, dude.
Mine is with an NPC because I don't really have any friends like that on Xbox Live. And it's for a tale, it'll be some random person. And let me tell you why. So there's one kid, he came into my world and he was helping me out or whatever. And he was kind of like, flirting with the character. I was like, oh, this is kind of cute. And then I get a message from him and he was a voice message. And it's like a 12-year-old boy. I'm like, all right, I'm weirded out now. Get out of my game. Hell.
I'll play with the little ones, but I keep the we keep the conversation real PG when they start talking.
Yeah.
I straighten it up.
I did not know this was a little one, because I guess in my mind I'm thinking, here I am, a grown-ass woman. I'm playing my game, and who's going to be playing with me is grown-ass men. And no, it was a 12-year-old little boy. I was like, this is weird.
Now, that brings up an interesting question. Do you all think we should have, Xbox should probably split up the kids and adults? It should be a separate server, a separate account,
yes.
Everything for kids.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What do you think, Jermaine?
Yes.
Wait a
no.
minute.
No. I'm here. I'm sorry. I was linking that the thing so people can figure out how to fix APB. I play a child avatar sometimes, not all the time. But I play a child avatar, and I switch it up between adult and child. And while I think there should be separate areas, at the same time,
about
I
Second
think...
Life. Ginger, we're talking about Xbox.
Xbox Live.
All right, Second Life. It's still called any game where you have child and adults. I think there should be a children's area and an adult area. I like games like, what was that one? Wizard 101. I like how they have it done.
Yeah.
So, yeah, with Xbox, because anybody can interact and they can use video and voice and picture. And because when I'm playing Uno, I do not want to see your wang just hanging out there everywhere. All willy-nilly like.
Did you use my word all willy-nilly? Oh,
I do think it's probably best that there be a children's area.
Yeah,
I wish they would have a separate thing that parents, when you buy it, this is just
like,
for this is Xbox for kids. This account is for kids.
There should be like blocks put up, like the children are only allowed to interact with other children unless the parent specifically says. Hold on. Unless a parent specifically says that this person is okay. Because I know that an older brother goes off to college or something, and he wants to play with his younger brother on Xbox Live, and that's how they hang out. The parent can be like, okay, well,
family member.
This one's okay. This one's allowed, and nobody else is allowed. That's what I think. I think there should be some sort of block. Like, this is a child account. This is a child profile. They're not going to be allowed to play with any anybody older, because again, yes, it could be some pedophile on there. It could be just something really creepy, and they may run across somebody like me who doesn't know this as a kid, and now I'm all weirded out, and I'm like, I'm not interacting with anybody else. Fuck y'all, you're not allowed in my game. No more.
I'm with Dr. Unknown here. I mean, if you Xbox Live, things like that, if you set a children's area, or you know, you say these are. If you in any way identify a profile as a child, you're setting them up for pedal bear.
Well, but it works well in Wizard 101.
Yes.
But you can't talk to anybody. Period.
That's exactly how it should be. I don't think little kids. I don't want Baby Nature to be able to talk to anybody. You know, put it this way: like when she first got Kinect, she was loving playing Dance Central. Snow, don't you have Dance Central too as well?
I did, but I don't have it anymore.
Yeah, I know it was you and ZQ that she was competing against you all, your score. Every time she'd see you online, she wanted to play, which is cute, and I would have been fine with her playing with either you because she knows you. But if it was somebody else on my list that I don't know that well because, you know, of who we are, I think I'm nearing up on 100 people on my list. Some people I really just don't know. They ask, and I say, sure, fine. I don't really want them interacting with my child. I would love it if I could stick her on her profile and it would actually just lock everything down. Her Kinect camera's locked. Her profile's locked. She can't talk. She can't interact. Nothing. And I would like that. And that's ironically, the thing. We were talking about this morning with the new Wii Mini they're coming out with.
That's it on the Wii Mini.
The Wii Mini.
That's right. Nintendo has gotten something right out of this whole Wii fiasco.
Yep. The Wii Mini is locked down.
you can't get
online.
Whatever, you can play the games, but if they're online games, it's not going to happen. But you can play the not live games portion.
Yeah.
Well, I can understand how, you know, you would say that if a profile is marked as a kid's profile, that it would be pedo bear bait. But here's the thing. If you mark a profile as a child's profile, you would also have more security for that profile. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it would be watched closer.
Say
it would
that.
Be watched closer. It would be, no, honey, it really is. Trust me on this. And
all right,
wait.
How many times has your profile been hacked on Xbox?
Well,
mine, personally, none.
Yeah.
But I have done tech support, and I've had at least six people in the last month call up and tell me their Xbox was hacked, and
oh,
now their internet is not working.
That was her Blizzard, and they did some. They didn't hack her account. They bought Microsoft points with her card. It was something else. There was a link. That's
oh, yeah.
I
no,
know
that wasn't my Xbox Live
that I come
account.
With a vagina
that was something
boob
different.
Gets me attention.
Well, no.
But
here's the thing, y'all. If they do it the way Wizard 101 does it, and I'm sure there's pedophiles that go into Wizard 101 in an attempt to talk to kids, they just cannot. You don't hear any incidents of anything going wrong in Wizard 101. There's no problems. There's no, you know, not like Habbo Hotel. Where, you know, it was like pedophile haven. So it can be done. It just requires them to sit down and think about it. I think what I would like, and this would probably be the best way to do it, if it's marked as a child's profile, it's not visible to anyone but the family. And the parents have to go through and mark this person is okay, this person is okay, this person is okay. Otherwise, you just don't see it. If you click
I
on it.
I think that is an excellent idea, yes.
Yeah, and that keeps the pedophiles from picking out who's a kid and who's not. They don't even see it, and maybe the little ones can see each other or something. I don't know, or maybe again, just leave the parents in control. It's locked off. Nobody can see you unless I say they can. I love that idea. I don't want when you said that about the 12-year-old, that I always get that weird feeling too. Like, oh my God, this little kid playing with me. I have to curb my speech because y'all know how foul we are when we play. I have to watch my mouth.
I don't even voice in that. And then like the next day I was playing and some guy had an orb and he gave me like 10,000 gold or something. I go, oh, well, thank you. That's very sweet. He sends me a message. Are you a girl? All right, little kid, get out of my Xbox.
Well, see, the other thing, I think now when I'm playing with my own child, you know, of course I can be foul mouthed because I'm sitting there to explain, you know, that, you know, we're playing a game and sometimes adults speak this way, but I won't do that in front of other people's kids. That's respect.
Yeah.
So I would love it if I don't have to worry about kids showing up in the game. And a lot of times that's why we have our games online locked down so tight when we play Xbox Live. You never notice that, Ginger? Nobody comes into our room. The reason why nobody pops up is because this is why we lock it down so tight. Back in the early days when we tried at Game of Matrix, we had a little boy who was in love with all of us, but and somewhere in his mind, he thought we were kids. And he
was right here for this boy?
No, you weren't here yet. This was like our first or second year. And he really thought that we were kids, and he would want to play everything with us. And then we were being nice. We were playing, I was going to say Black. It might be Black Arrow or something we would play. So, and him, and there was another little young one, and they were, I mean, every time Friday they would show up. Remember, this is on the old Xbox before we had all this pretty lockdown control stuff. And the night I got really weirded out is one of them says, so you got a boyfriend? I was like, oh, hell no. How old are you, boy? I'm 15. How old are you? Oh, you got to go.
And see, but that's because, you know, we'll just move into that whole other thing about how women have it hard in the gaming field. Because that is because most guys, not all of you guys, some of you are not Neanderthals, nor are you, you know, 15-year-old boys in the height of puberty.
Mm-hmm.
You think that if we have a feminine voice, if we are female in any way, we must be from the age range of about 13 to 19. Because that's the only time girls ever play video games. Ever.
Well, see, you jumped ahead a little bit, so you have to, let's catch him up. Blaster's favorite site, and Blaster was out. He got his gut. We had to gut check him, you know, sometimes. He got a little mouthy. We had to cut him. But he'll be back next week.
He got the meat hook.
Yeah. That'll teach you, boy.
Wait, what happened?
He had surgery. I told him. I'm not going to tell everybody. We had to put him in line. He got out of line. He got a little mouthy. We had to cut him. We have to do that from time to time.
Remember that, boys. Remember that.
That's right. But this week, his favorite, where he's having a bromance with Site Kotaku and our favorite frenemies as well, created the hashtag. I think the hashtag was already there, but it's called One Reason Why. And they started picking up tweets. And the one reason why was why there's no women or not that many women in the games industry. And some of these tweets were horrible. The sexism was just rampant. And I'm not talking about from the women that were responding. But the women, of course, had some choice things to say. But I don't think we have access to those anymore. I think they pulled them down. One guy is saying, he says, are women are actually expecting respect in an industry where they are not the majority consumer producer?
Yes, we are, motherfucker.
Bitch, where you been? 25% worldwide. Yeah, we are the majority consumer. Most people who buy games are mothers. Come on. Your mom bought you your games, little boy. Your dad didn't buy it for you. Your mom went to the GameStop and argued with the teenager behind the counter and bought your game for you. And if she had not bought it, you wouldn't have gotten it for Christmas, for your birthday, or whatever it is that you got. And then later on, it was your girlfriend. Babe, can you go pick me up Madden? Okay. So, again.
We know some of you boys have an issue with the whole measuring thing. Y'all like to, you know, extend on what you got. But, no, we are 55.
Here's the thing, though. What are you measuring your E-peen against us for? We don't even have one. We don't care. All we want to do is sit there and play our fucking game. And that's all.
Well, yeah.
Gibson said in What Women Want, he says, we keep saying women have penis envy. They don't even like it. No, they don't have penis envy.
Exactly.
We do. Really.
We really do not have penis envy, boys. I'm sorry, but we really don't.
We have batteries. We're good.
Girl, I don't need batteries. Mine plugged in. Okay?
Hello. What? We're going to talk after the show. I need one of them. Okay, so... Okay, so then another guy says he feels helpless when he sees things like this. He says he's a white male. So really, he guess he's related to the problem of the world or well, his kind have ruled over everyone and gotten everything. You know, kind.
Mm-hmm. Somebody's about to get a foot up their ass. Here we go. I already hear it. Corey is going to cut somebody.
No, I like this one. Yeah. This one is good. This was from... it's called Barbie Babam. It's a funny name. On Twitter. She says, I honestly don't see myself as a woman in the games industry. I'm just a gamer who likes to help other gamers.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to quote myself again from the first year I started doing this. There is no reason for sexism to exist in games because this is the one area where having upper body strength does not come into play. Nothing about being male makes you better at this than we are. Nothing. Your testosterone doesn't make you better. In fact, when they first started doing the studies, found out women were far better at first-person shooters than men. Accuracy, deadly. That's part of the reason why the military said, maybe we have been overlooking this woman thing. These bitches can shoot. Put them out there on the field. I don't understand where this sexism comes in here. I can understand, I've said this before, football. I understand why you might not want a woman on the field. I kind of cringe at the thought of being a woman hit by a pound man. I do. I can understand maybe in baseball, not quite, but hey, maybe that flies. Again, basketball, I really don't want to see this big guy hitting this woman, knocking her down, although it might be fun because it's not really a contact sport. Golf, I don't understand the reason.
Girl, I have seen some serious injuries in basketball. Sure.
Yeah, now, that being said, I am, as y'all know, I am the shortest one in my family at 5'1". Everybody in my family is, 5'11 and above. So I have a cousin and a grandmother who both played basketball. And even now when they play basketball, the men in the family will not mess with them because they're those dirty players that elbow you in the gut and that kind of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch, give me the ball. Bam. And then they take the ball and dunk because they're tall enough to do it. But in this particular arena, it has nothing to do with anything. And I have been on the receiving end of told that we don't want to work with you because you're a woman. Not just for this site, but the first game I wanted to work on. Michael Matola, I will never forget your fucking name, you bastard.
Ooh, she's calling you out, bitch.
Told me he didn't want me to work on his game after I gave him my portfolio. And he's like, this is really good stuff you do, but I just, I'm contemplating because, you have a baby and you're a woman. Y'all tend to get emotional.
Oh my God, no, he didn't.
You want to see emotional, bitch? Keep talking.
You know what your problem is you don't have any emotions. That's your problem. That's why your game is going to suck. And it didn't. It never made it to the shelves. It never made it out of, out of the alpha stage. I think we got right to the alpha stages. You all need to drop this women bullshit in this arena. Everywhere else, I can maybe step back. Yeah, it's okay. Maybe. Okay, I kind of see your point there. This does not fly. And although I love Kotaku for doing this, at the same time, you all are also kind of part of the problem, guys. We've told you that over there. You grab some girls and you make them post up these art. Actually, this is not even a girl that wrote this, which makes it worse in my eyes. One of the things, again, repeating myself a couple years ago at PAX, that I heard Trina from Gaming Angel say, and I don't even know if she realized where she got the quote from, but it's actually a quote from Malcolm X. And a guy asked her, what can we as men do to, help further the cause of women in the industry. And she said nothing. The same thing Malcolm X said to a white girl, you know, during the time of civil rights. There's really nothing you can do because you can't understand. Guys, we appreciate the help, but sometimes you know what you do when you step in? You make us look weak, like we still need you to come in and save us. So what you do is you stand behind us and say, I'm just going to stand here. I'm going to stand here and hold the fucking purse. Yeah.
Yep. Lassie does that for us.
Yeah, he knows if somebody says something. Don't even try to speak, just move. Because the next comment's going to follow is, bitch, what did you just say?
And
let's
then,
hope
then in the background, did he just, oh, shit, no, hold my earrings.
Hold my earrings. So, no, it is, and it is not a matter of we don't want your help. There's nothing you can do unless you have actually experienced what it's like to have somebody to tell you they don't want to do something with you because of who you are. And that's what doesn't make any sense. Who you are, as long as I can do whatever job it is you're putting in front of me with no problem, and trust me, there are some women that are badass coders. Gay Crawford, I have never forgotten. Gay Crawford has been programming her own MMO by herself for the past 16 years. By herself. Gay, I still remember you. You hear me talk about Brenda, whose name I can never say. I'm sorry, Brenda. I had some NyQuil. These are... Larissa Marypin, who was the head of Cryptic Studios when City of Heroes came out, when it was flourishing and doing well. Notice when she left, the bitch tanked. So I'm pointing out to you, this is not an area where you can do better than us. The top game, one of the top gaming clans, the largest in the world, is a female one, not guys. They may be doing the pro circuit, but PMS clan is the largest. 5,000 plus women. What guys? Find me a guy clan with that many men in it. Find me one. Go ahead, I'll wait.
No, we can't. We don't have that much time. We can't wait.
No.
So it is ridiculous that we still keep having these arguments in 2012 when it has already been proven that it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter at all. The comments are ridiculous. Down here, what is this guy? He said, yep, it's only women who get crap in the video game business. Remember the next time you read a story about Bobby Kotick, Hideo Kojima, Cliffy B. You know what? They're still men. and he
well,
says
I'm not saying men don't get crap. I mean, they do. Everybody gets crap in whatever field you work in. If you are somebody who's out there, your name is big, you're going to end up getting all kinds of shit talked about you. But if you're a girl,
okay. No. Here's the thing. Let me try to expand on this. Everybody gets crap. Correct. Everybody does at some point. You're going to have shit talked to you, but you have shit talked to you because of a specific thing that has to do with you. As a woman coming into the game, we already have something that somebody's going to talk shit about. It doesn't matter what we do. We can step in and not do a damn thing, and somebody goes, oh, you're female? Psh, you can't do shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference.
And the other difference
about him is because it's because he did something or he didn't do something right. A woman walks in, we step in the door, and somebody starts talking shit about us.
And the other shit that I don't like talked is, and we got quite a few guys listening, and some of you won't be listening live. You need to take this to heart. I am sick of the bullshit about women getting emotional. Guess what? There's nothing fucking wrong with it. Maybe there's something wrong with you because you're not emotional. I don't like that used as a card against me. If I'm upset and I'm yelling and I want to throw shit and I have PMS, I am a human being. If it were not for PMS, your ass wouldn't be sitting here. So don't tell me not to be who I am. I need you to stop with the women get emotional. That's why we don't want them in the workplace. You know what? Then how about you quit? Let me take the job because I'm going to do it better anyway. Because I'm emotional, I'm going to put some passion into this game and make it sell. So, no, I don't want to hear that bullshit. That's the first place to go. Then when the woman starts screaming, see, you're emotional. You just told me you wouldn't hire me because I'm a woman. Did you tell that guy out there you weren't going to hire him because he's a man? Do you think he wouldn't scream at you?
Yes. You know, and I got to tell you, I have known men, grown-ass men, the most macho men you have ever seen, who get pissed off and throw shit and yell and scream because they lost the game.
Yes.
Okay?
Have you ever watched men watching a football game?
Did you see that video
exactly.
yesterday with
you.
That ass little boy crying? Oh, my God.
But
do you watch professional sports, guys? Do you watch professional sports? Do you see how upset they get? I'm not even talking about the players.
The people watching the game.
I'm talking about the people watching the game. Do you see how angry they get? And you call us emotional? Don't even go there.
I guess we should only be emotional about specific things is what it is. Can we get a list here? Just put it on, tag it on the baby girls that go out the hospital so we know what we're supposed to do.
What are we allowed to be emotional about? Just give us that list, all right?
Let me see here. Yeah, pizza. No pizza. I can scream about this one. Okay. Okay, I got that. No ice cream. I can scream. No, don't scream. Okay. Beer. I was supposed to scream about this.
You scream. We all scream.
Dude, I want ice cream now. God.
I know, right?
Oh, you are so female. Look at that. Cravings.
I know. God.
NyQuil shot. Oof.
Oh, God. Girl.
Don't now be.
If you start snoring, then the show's over.
It's not going to hit me that hard.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. So what else happened this week? Well, I know some other stuff happened. Iwata apologized for Wii U being a complete fail on day one.
You know what? I have changed my stance on that this morning. I was mad at him. But Q, also known as Quaisha Thornton, posted up an interesting article saying that, of course, there was going to be some problems. Everybody's trying to download an update all at the same fucking time. Yes, it's going to time out. Yes. Your Wii is going to shut off. All kind of shit is going to happen. And
why was there a day one out in the first place?
I concur, but here's and I said this to you before.
Because
it would have been day seven that everybody would have been trying to download and their thing was bricked. I think they realized something was wrong, which is a good thing that they realized something was wrong. Look at APB. Yeah, shit is fucked up and nobody heard anything. I heard from you. I haven't even gone in yet. I'm glad I didn't. Because I was like, later tonight, I was like, I got to punch me some old ladies in the face. It's going to be on. No, I'm not going in now. But the thing is, they figured out something was wrong. I'm thinking this is the first gen that they sent out. And I think, like I told her on her Google Plus, you all should be following us on Google Plus, people expect perfection from Nintendo, even though they don't admit it. They're mad at Nintendo about everything, but it's very rare that they put out a console and the first day there's an issue. And this time there is, so everybody was mad. They weren't going to win this one. It didn't matter. If they put it out and it worked perfectly, people were going to bitch. It's stupid. Nintendo Land's stupid. So you can't win when you're Nintendo. You do it perfect, they're mad.
Every time I hear Nintendo Land, I get all excited thinking there's going to be an amusement park for video games. I would totally go. I'd be like, oh, is that Link? Oh, hell no. Super Mario and Luigi. Where's the princess? You know the castle?
You know what?
No way here. You go to another castle.
No. Your princess is not here.
No. Nisa princess is not here.
I love y'all.
You know, the funny thing is, if Nintendo did that, they would make so much fucking money. I'd be in Nintendo Land today. I'm all up in Mario's lap telling Link, feed me the grapes, Elven boy. Feed them to me. Wear those tights I like, those green ones.
They totally would, man. They totally would.
They'd be like, man, you've been here for two weeks. You haven't even bathed. Who cares? Mario wants me to sit in his lap. He loves me.
And oh, Mario's over there just nodding. Okay.
Oh, my God. Joe, I just saw what you posted. That is boss. But no. We switch after I lose a Mario. I like that. Y'all see this? Did he post it up on the wall? I'm going to go ahead and share this on our page.
No, I didn't do that.
It's a nighttime show. It's a girl. She's sitting on the guy's face.
Where the hell are you getting your information? Please, give me a source. Where's Nintendo Dying?
Wait. It wasn't coffee in here last time.
Yes.
You know, let me educate you again. Came out last week. They're taking a loss, but they're not losing money. You can sell your things at a loss and still make money. It's called doing volume, and they've already done the volume, and they are doing well. We did that in the news this morning, which you are supposed to be listening to. You got your homework assignment last week. Thank you. So, Nintendo's not going anywhere, and the 360 probably did a couple more units because they put theirs on sale at the same time as the Wii U, and people who actually already have a 360 that's not working went out and bought one. I can tell you my cousin did, because hers red rings all the time for whatever reason. She went out, she says, it's on sale, now I can get a new one. She never does her warranty thing. You know who I'm talking about, Snow, that cousin.
Yeah.
She never does her warranty, so when her Xboxes die, she just buys a new one. Yeah, 400,000 units is pretty damn good coffee. I know some of y'all don't know what that means. 400,000 units on your opening week is actually better than the Wii when it came out. Look it up.
Mm-hmm.
and that's a Black Friday operating at a loss for Xbox. Okay, so in any case.
Well, you mean that they completely sold out.
Yep.
Even pre-orders were sold out.
Mm-hmm.
You could not get the game or the game console because it was sold out.
Penny Arcade even did a comic on this where they stood in line for a Wii U.
Oh, okay. My God. You know what? I'm going to stop listening. Is there a block? Because this is like missing
gonna stop
brain cells.
We're going to stop feeding the troll. We already know. Okay, so.
We know he's a troll. Just keep moving.
Keep it moving. We got 10 minutes left anyway. But I, like I said, I don't think poor Nintendo could win no matter what they do. Now, here's people I am mad at. This we just reported earlier today. Okay, so they did a poll pitting the Ouya against the Wii Mini. Problem with this is there's no Ouya.
There's no Ouya. There's no Ouya.
It's not been made.
Wait. Was Ouya that thing on Kickstarter that never made it?
It made it, but you know what they keep doing? They keep signing up for other Kickstarter-type things saying we want more money. But there's actually no physical, you know, manifestation of this thing that we can go and touch or, you know, say, let's go by their offices and take a look. Whereas the Wii Mini is, you know, there's a picture. It's in a store. You can go look at it. You could go buy it. You can't pit them.
Oh, my God.
They didn't even have a website. Well, they got a Facebook page now, so, hey, good on you, but.
Wait, let's see.
Seriously.
Let's see if they put up a website finally.
This is the reason why Kickstarter stopped doing the concept art. If you don't have a proof concept, if you don't have something to go on, fuck you, mom.
Oh, wait.
They have one now?
They have a website now?
Oh, you know what? I'm not really sure. This is something else talking about the Lisbon Hotel in France, so this is not even theirs either. You know what? I don't know what y'all...
Yeah.
You know what?
Website.
You know what?
Oh,
I know.
Wait.
Do they?
Hold on. I think they do. Hold on.
Yeah, I got it. Ouya.tv. Yeah. Oh, they got... Okay, so I know they didn't have the .com. Ouya.tv.
Mm-hmm. Oh, look, is that the same little fake one?
Yes,
that's the
same,
totally fake one.
Concept art that they've been putting up for the past few months.
So nice that y'all are able to carve a block of wood. I'm so happy for you.
Can we please make this, you know, actual thing before you ask for more money?
That's all they've been doing is going around collecting cash.
And here's the thing. In the business world,
I wish I could do that.
If a person... says, okay, here, I'm going to make this if you give me this amount of money. You give them that amount of money. If there's nothing to show for it, guess what? You don't get any more money.
Well,
so
see,
why are people still getting their money?
That's the lure of Kickstarter and why I eventually said, you know what, this is stupid because, and I'm going to tell you gamers out there, not that I want to get on the indie developers because I know some of you really are trying and you can use Kickstarter, but you need to do what, I can't think of the name of them. They made my game, Hacker Elite Uplink. You know who I'm talking about. But they did their own Kickstarter on their own page themselves. You know, donate money and then you get this. Donate this much, you get this. They basically did the same thing, and that way they keep their money in their pocket and you actually get something as soon as you give them the money. You donating money on Kickstarter means you don't get shit. If you give them $1, there's no profit sharing.
Did that.
Huh?
Yeah. Steam kind of did that, but they gave you stuff for in-game.
Yeah, but I just don't like the idea of I donate money. You may give me a T-shirt or a pen. You know what I want? I want a piece of this game. I want when it comes out, I'm going to look and say, ooh, my profit's going through the roof. Look at that. I just made $100. I want money. I don't want the pen, the button, the T-shirt. We get them anyway. I come home with a ton of free clothes from fucking PAX. That's why I go, for the clothes. Give me some clothes. I come home.
We go for the swag.
I go for the swag. I come home with a bunch of free T-shirts. They last me a few years. I give a few away when we get back, and that's it. So I could give a fuck about a T-shirt or a keychain. I want to own a piece of your company, no matter how small, even if it's a dollar's worth, and I want to be able to get some of that money back. And I don't like that about Kickstarter. And I'm not liking what's going on here with Ouya, because every time I look up, they're like, Ouya is trying to do a second round funding. You got $3 or $4 million. How much fucking money do you need to do it?
Who is the manufacturer for Ouya? I'm looking. I can't find it. I'm looking more search tools.
There's nothing.
Yeah, hold on. But you can get started making games for Ouya today, so you don't even have games going?
Yeah, because if you don't buy the development kit, you remember how early on they said the development kit, they're not going to have a development kit. You just buy the regular Ouya, and you can develop your own game.
Oh, God, look at that. It's $800.
Now, yeah.
Yeah, now you have to buy the dev kit. But they said it was joint-based. Look, it was Droid-based, so you could just, you know, do your normal Droid programming. Because people, wasn't that a question? Say, what if I, you know, I made games for the Google App Store? Then you'll be able to make games for Ouya. Why I got to buy your dev kit now? Why?
And see, that was the deal. That was the reason why they didn't have any kind of proof of concept. Because we're not going to send out dev kits. You buy yours with everybody else's and then make your games for it.
Oh, look at here, and it says it here on their page. And because Ouya is based on Android, any game or application that has been published to Android will be playable on Ouya directly through our store. That includes video and music streaming players, entertainment apps, and anything else you can think of. They are currently partnered with Vivo, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, How are you partnered? You don't fucking have a console! Oh, God. These people are infuriating me, and we were so supporting them. I support the idea, but can you all show us something other than this concept art? It's the same art over and over and over.
They
all right,
have
Coffee,
a,
go look
they have
up,
a release
please.
Date, by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, go look at Sony's financials and come back and talk to me, okay? Thanks.
Where's the, what's the release
date? Hang on. They have some kind of release date. On their blog, it says, though there's still plenty of work to be done before the December 1st release of our SDK and dev portal, we wanted to cover, at the very least, a general overview of the system's capabilities and, at most, a general overview of the system's capabilities. Yes, you read that right. What? Anyway, so apparently the SDK and the dev portal is going to be out December 1st. That's not the console.
you got
millions of dollars, and all you can give us is this.
Every game is free to play, so how are the devs going to make their money?
I guess through the console sales? I don't know.
They're saying they're borrowing the free-to-play model. Developers can offer a free demo with a full... How can it be free-to-play and full game demo? You know what? I know we're nitpicking, but you all have got to get it together, and then we need to see something. I have not heard that they've been at any kind of trade show so they can say we can see something. I mean, even Nintendo came when they came with the Wii. They didn't have the controller, but they had that little box. I said, what the fuck is that? But still, when they came out with the controller, oh, now I see. I get it. Oh, I got it. That's the console. That other thing's the controller. I get it. You all have nothing. And if it's Android-based, and you all are able to tell us all this information about how you can make games for it, it should seems to me like you should have the box with the shit in it and just be able to take it to the trade show and say, well, you know, it's not 100% stable, but here's the box. Let us show you how it works. I don't want to see this concept art anymore. I'm tired of looking at it. We've been seeing that since day one. That's how we know it's concept art. Do something else. Yeah. Yeah, oh, no, you didn't. Is appropriate.
I thought that was appropriate. All right, guys, that music means that it is time to head out. We're done. Tune in Tuesday to catch Pixanista. Tune in tomorrow to catch the news with Ginger and Corey. They'll be doing that. I'll be at work. Yay. Anyway, favorite us if you like us. Favorite us if you don't, because that's how we roll. Say goodnight, bitches.
Goodnight, bitches. Ginger's mad.
Ginger, stop arguing and say goodnight.
Didn't you all know you didn't pay me what you owe me? So now it's over for you.
Yo, yo, check it out.
Oh, no, you didn't.
First you try to trap me, then you bust a cap in my ass.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Such humiliation will bring annihilation at last.
Oh no, you did.
It will be delicious when I get vicious tomorrow.
Oh no, you did.
There's no second chances, you will do the dance of sorrow.
Oh no, you did.
Oh no, you didn't. Oh no, you didn't. Oh no, you didn't. Oh no, you didn't. Didn't you? Oh no, you didn't pay me what you owe.
You're gonna wish you were dead.
Oh no, you didn't.
After I deliver, your blood will be a river of red.
Oh no, you did.
Better beware when no one's there to defend you.
Oh no, you did.
So many ways to kill, it's gonna be a thrill to end you.
Oh no, you did.
Oh no, you didn't. Oh no, you didn't.
oh no, you didn't, oh no, you didn't. Didn't you, oh no, you didn't pay me what you owe me. So now it's over for you.
Tinder, stop feeding the trolls.